All right, everybody, welcome. This is Mary Goyer. I'm your host for the Pay It Forward Project for Pregnant Women. And I'm really just so excited to present to you my dear, dear friend, Jennifer Curtis, who is a birth doula and is also an infant massage educator, because she's going to just focus today specifically on infant massage, which may be something you've heard of, and it may not. So we're going to kind of just fill you in and give you a sense of what that is and how you can do it if you're interested and all that good stuff. So are you with us, Jennifer?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. You're here. Okay. Excellent. So Jennifer, can you start off by just telling us exactly what infant massage is?
Well, infant massage is it's a way of approaching your infant in the first days and months and even years after birth.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with massage as we know it as adults, but it also has a lot to do with a style of communication that you develop along with your baby. So it's a collaborative kind of process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's sort of, I think what we'll probably be talking about this, but like we all kind of understand that massage in general, you know, has these desirable therapeutic benefits, you know, like increased circulation and helping the body move through toxins and certainly helping relax and de-stress, you know, so that's like, I think everybody listening probably knows all of that stuff, hopefully. But what are the specific benefits that infant massage would bring to an infant or to an infant and her parents?
Yeah, you know, unless it's prescribed for acute illness care or ongoing pain management, you know, massage is typically considered by our culture at large to be a thing of luxury. Mm-hmm. But in other cultures around the world, massage is seen as a functional and a necessary part of achieving a fully integrated and healthy life. And then when you consider all the things that we're told by our popular culture about what babies need in their first year, from outfitting the nursery with all the latest innovations in baby gear to filtering through an array of can't-miss class options designed for babies' first years, it's pretty easy to understand this question of why does a baby need to be massaged when we're already doing so much for him? We simply can't do it all.
Uh-huh.
So I guess really the answer may surprise parents. You know, our skin is our largest organ. It covers our entire body, and it's the broadest sensory pathway by which we interpret the world around us, even before we're born. Mm-hmm. At birth, we can immediately feel temperature, texture, pressure, pain, you know, all of which inform our earliest ability to regulate ourselves and to make sense of the world and and having life on the outside of mom. We now know well that from the moment of birth through the fourth trimester, and that fourth trimester is considered the three-month period that's a time of vital bonding and learning that immediately follows birth, you know, regular skin-to-skin contact with mom or another caregiver assists the newborn in regulating her own body temperature and breathing patterns, heart rate, and much more, nurturing the skin and being immediately mindful of the sensations received by a baby's skin is one of the first ways that we let a baby know that she's safe and well cared for, emotionally as well as biologically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So this is as much about some of these physical health benefits as it is about like the this makes me think of kind of all these things that we hear about as far as, like, skin-to-skin contact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know, introducing massage at this time in life, it's not just about the sensations felt. Oh, my goodness. I just knew that was going to happen.
There's a puppy.
I hope he calms down. I apologize.
No problem.
You know, the effects of massage go much deeper, as you mentioned. You know, massage releases oxytocin in the brain, which we know is an important hormone that helps us regulate our bodies and to healthfully process our experiences. And this is particularly helpful with babies born prematurely even. Massage is increasingly being used therapeutically in neonatal intensive care units with measurable positive health benefits, both short-term and long-term.
Mm. Yeah. Nice. So how does it work in terms of, like, so you're an infant massage educator. When do you usually work with parents in terms of, you know, offering them, you know, classes on how to do this? Like, when would parents want this to be on their radar?
Well, you know, I'm learning in this process of working with families that an ideal time is actually before your baby is born. I find that families, in the fourth trimester, this neonatal period, are just really focused on caring for baby and being present for baby, and to try and attend a class where you're learning techniques of massage can actually be just a little overwhelming. And so I'm finding that for families to approach this before baby comes, we can practice on dolls together. And I can demonstrate techniques that mom, dad, any caregivers that will be in the picture postpartum can practice alongside me. It's a great opportunity to get questions answered so that there's a level of confidence developed in the actual techniques themselves. But then in postpartum, I can actually then follow up with the family when they have their brand new baby in their arms. And as they've attempted to practice these approaches in terms of communicating with their baby and inviting massage, I can, you know, then see ways to support enhancing that level of communication. Because, you know, as you get to know your baby, you begin to identify communication cues, you know, the ways by which he lets you know when he's hungry or sleepy, for example. And, you know, this includes interpreting when the baby has had enough of a stimulating experience and maybe needs help to disengage from it. So a very large part of learning how to offer massage to your baby is learning to determine his receptivity to this personal exchange. It's, you know, a very sophisticated interplay that develops between caregiver and baby when massage is being offered, because we never want to give massage to a baby who is unready for it. You know, so interesting in our classes, you know, learning how and when to offer massage and learning how to adjust the massage for a given day, you know, listening and responding to your baby's cues, that establishes the beginning of two-way conversation between you and your baby, which will be built upon throughout your lives as a parent and child.
This is so cool. So, I mean, it's kind of sounding like part of what you're teaching is really a balance between, you know, tapping in intuitively and just, you know, connecting and doing what, you know, what appears to feel good and all of these things, but then you're really adding in very specific markers and things for parents to look for, you know, so giving them kind of that a balance between both of those versus, you know, because otherwise I'm just assuming, like, I feel like maybe some of the people that are listening right now are thinking, like, oh, okay, if you're saying, you know, infant massage is important, you know, maybe I don't need to take a class in it, you know, like maybe I can just do it. But you definitely offer like some very distinct things to be paying attention to and so forth, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's certainly, you know, it's a philosophy and a practice of how to approach a pre-verbal child, you know, in the context of massage. Because it's a completely voluntary activity, which, you know, contrasts with things like diapering and feeding, all of which are opportunities for nurturing and closeness, but massage is kind of a choice. And in the context of doing that, an infant quickly actually learns about her ability to communicate and begins to understand that someone is paying attention and honoring her preferences, and dialogue is established, as well as a healthy respect for boundaries. So it's a beautiful message to send to babies from the very beginning.
I love that. All right, so, you know, so if I've taken a class and I've learned how to massage my baby, you know, well, what comes next? Like, does it end there, or what's, you know, then what?
Well, you know, of course, massage is something that's appreciated throughout life. And as your baby grows and you develop family routines around massage, which is something that we actually discuss at length in class, There's so many increasing benefits, especially ever-growing levels of communication that deepen between you and your child over time. As babies grow into toddlers, you can introduce rhymes, rhythm, and song, and massage can become a very playful and creative exchange at times. Children can even begin to tell you, even before they have words, when and where they would like to have massage. I have a cherished memory of how a little one, whom I had routinely cared for his first 18 months, one day brought to me his bottle of lotion just before it was time for his nap. And he crawled into my lap with his stuffed monkey and stuck his feet up in the air. He was very clearly and without words requesting that I massage his feet. And then also the feet of his stuffed monkey. After the massage, he went into a deep, restful sleep. It's an experience I'll never forget because he initiated this massage exchange. And then I knew without a doubt that he had already internalized what massage means to him. And he knew that it would help him and his monkey have a magnificent nap. So, well, you know, as children get older, they don't lose their need for help getting back to baseline. In massage, in the process of massaging infants, we really do help to create dialogue and you know, another way to look at it is that massage is a tool by which you can routinely provide solid grounding for your baby. It becomes an important reference point for baby. The more we experience this grounding, the easier it becomes for us to manage challenging experiences and return to our own baseline. The more often we experience this in infancy and early childhood, the more easily we can access it ourselves later as we get older.
Well, it's interesting, you know, like what really jumps out for me, you definitely well know this because you're my friend as well as my colleague. You know, a lot of my own work is focusing on not only body-based practices, but also communication and sexuality. And, you know, and so when I'm working with adults, you know, that either don't, A, know exactly what it is that does and doesn't feel good in their bodies, or B, have difficulty communicating that to others, particularly, you know, particularly sexual partners, you know, and C, I'm thinking about this in reference to, I work with a fair amount of dads who grew up themselves with fairly distant mothers or fathers, and they know that they want to do something different. You know, they know that they want to show up more with more warmth and, you know, more affection and, you know, more TLC, but they're not always sure, like, you know, since they didn't have a model for it, they're kind of like, how do I do that?
That's you know? Right. That's right.
And so I love this as, you know, a really practical and very simple and kind of black or white introduction to, you know, to this kind of communication that you're mentioning, as well as just like, you know, how to tune into a body and really, you know, and show love and affection, you know, in this beautiful, nurturing and physical way.
Yeah. You know, we're teaching healthy touch, essentially, and it's just such a beautiful opportunity for dads and anyone who didn't experience this type of warmth and nurturing in their own childhood. They don't have that baseline established necessarily. They've been working their adult lives to reestablish a baseline, you know, and so we're paying forward to our own children doing this because as children get older, they don't lose their need for help getting back to baseline. You know, whenever there's been a hard day at school or whenever relationships with friends are strained, as inevitably happens in life, receiving massage at those times can easily be a vehicle by which children are able to effectively process their experiences. And the communication continues. You know, this may be an internal process for them or, you know, in this trusted space that you develop with your child may use this opportunity to share with you what they're going through. You know, developing massage as a regular activity in the family, it kind of holds an ongoing space for that open communication. And it maintains a level of deep respect and of interest, which actually informs the kinds of relationships that your child will create and also would gravitate towards throughout his or her own life.
Well, and also, you know, like I'm just thinking also as you're talking about this, about, you know, some of these older children, you know, who are verbal, and yet when they are stressed out, you know, we all have difficult verbalizing what's going on for us when we're stressed out. That's just part
of the
stress response.
Exactly.
You know, so just not only, like you said, creating the container, but also just, you know, neurologically, like if you're providing massage for a little one and it gives them the chance to amp things down and trigger the safety responses, then it makes it, you know, literally physiologically easier to start to process it themselves, but to verbalize that. And, you know, and then as you said, you're adding to that the safety container of the relationship of, like, you know, the safe space that this always means, you know, when we're doing this thing, you know. And what an offering. It sounds so incredible. So Jennifer, like, when do these classes happen kind of like one-on-one? Do you teach any of these in, like, groups? Like, how would people take one of these classes if they were interested? What would that look like? Oops. Can you hear me, Jennifer? Are you still there? I can't hear you. We've got a little blip in our system. I'll check and see if it looks like, according to my software, if you're still on.
Mary,
okay,
I'm back.
Are you there? There you are.
My phone dropped out and I had to call back in.
No problem. Oh, no problem. Okay, so what I was asking is, I said, so if somebody wanted to take a class, what would that look like? Do you do that in people's homes? Do you do that in larger groups? You know, like, you know, just, you know, I know that you in particular are based in North Bay, San Francisco area, close to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, if people wanted to learn more about this, like, how would they find out more information?
Well, first of all, I offer, in terms of local families, I offer private in-home instruction, which is a course of 4 classes, so it's taught in a series, and we schedule these classes in the comfort of your home on your availability and also targeting times when we know that baby is most receptive to this type of exchange. And I also offer classes, group classes, which is a wonderful opportunity for families to be able to not only come together and to meet new families, but to actually observe and watch one another engaging their babies and learning how maybe one mama might respond to her baby in terms of a certain cue that the baby's giving that helps inform how another mama or father or caregiver or partner may actually, you know, adopt that technique. So it's a wonderful time for exchange. And then, you know, for folks who don't live locally, I'm in the process of considering how to be able to maybe perhaps provide this, you know, via Skype or other methods. So, you know, I'm certainly open to supporting families who can't access classes in their local area. And certainly folks can reach me directly through my email to inquire, and I can help them find something locally in their area, perhaps even by hooking them up with an organization called the Foundation for Healthy Family Living, which is actually my certifying organization, the ones who granted me my infant massage instruction certification. And the founder, Kalena Babishoff, works all over the country, so I'm certain that we can hook families up with someone with someone as resourceful as she is.
Oh, that's super generous. So basically, everybody, if you either are interested in working with Jennifer yourself or just want to pick her brain, she's kind of opening herself up to be a resource for you and help you find something that works based on whatever your situation is. So what is your email address for people?
My email address is jennifercurtis@heartfulbirth.com.
JenniferCurtis@HeartfulBirth.com.
Mm-hmm. And that's HEARTFUL.
FUL. Got it. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so, so much for being on the call today. I learned a lot. This is actually a topic that I was really excited to think into. So,
great. I'm glad to hear.
I appreciate your expertise, and thanks for participating on this larger project. And thank you all for listening. And we'll see you on the next clip. Have a good one.
Mary, such a pleasure. Mm-hmm.